It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore.
Well, I hope you had a great Mother's Day weekend. I know it was fantastic for all of you. Baseball playoffs? Well, what now, you ask? Bowden defeated last year's Class A public state champion Schley County to keep the area baseball championship hopes alive. The Red Devils play at Gordon Lee Wednesday in a doubleheader. Football, Friday night, the Villarica Wildcats found a stable of running backs, a quarterback, and a line that could flat out play. They also found out that Coach Stan Rowe will be leaving. I told you about the coaching carousel. Keep listening. There will be more. Track and field, Carrollton finished fourth. The Trojans just could not hold the lead that the field competitors had given them going into the track portion. So now what? Should we just get out our crying towels? Oh, heavens, no. Good grief. Folks, there is young athletes coming up like you would not believe. Will this year's crop of seniors be missed? Well, of course. Because of them, there is a tradition to carry forward. Folks, in my 74 years, yes, tomorrow I'll be 74, I have learned a few things, especially about sports. You can have all the analytics in the world, Max Preps, for example. You can have athletic giants who are more than interested in money than they are the kids. However, if you do not have a coach that can get kids to reach down inside of them and get that something that those kids have, you will have nothing when it counts the most. This area is losing those types of coaches. Thank you so much for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.